Now, more than 100 householders in Letterkenny could be left without water due to an outstanding ESB bill of €3,000 to operate a pump station. To discuss this in further detail, we're joined by Councillor Jerry McMonagall. Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Good morning to all the listeners as well.
So give us a background to this then.
This is the Glentane estate just off of Kilmacrenna Road there, the back of the Ford garage. And for a number of years now, it's been a bone of contention with the Management Residence Committee in relation to the taking in charge of the estate by the council and then the difficulties that they've been having with the water pump station. Now, in recent times, after representation myself, the council did improve the water pump station, and there's been regular water supply now for quite some time. But unfortunately, there's a rise in electricity bill for the Residence Management Committee. And while it's the Glentane Management Committee, they also supply water to other houses in the area which are outside their remit, which is Gorton Agrain, to the residential home, and also to two other apartment blocks in the area. And they feel this is unfair, and they just can't cope with it anymore. And since February this year until the end of October there, they've spent $15,500 on electricity bills, and they're just not able to meet that demand anymore, especially with the rise in electricity prices.
Right, so why was it felt that maybe the council might have a role in footing this bill?
Well, if the council would take in charge, when the estate was first built, there was permission given for this pumping station to be put in. The developer at the time gave an indemnity to the residents at Glentane that it wouldn't be any cost to them. They paid their development charges to the council, and then the natural progression of that would the council would take in charge. Unfortunately, in the middle of all of that, we had Irish Water coming onto the field, and they've since taken over the provision of water and wastewater facilities. And it's been trying, to say the least, to get Irish Water to take over these type of pumping stations and the mechanical sewage treatment plants. But slowly but surely, they are taking them over. But that has to be taken in charge first. The estate has to be taken in charge by the council. Mm. And this hasn't happened, despite an application going in 2015. Mm.
So, and I don't think the council are ruling out the taking over of this estate. So this is procedural. Is there no mechanism for a little bit of latitude here where the council can understand what the residents are going through, understand where we will be in the future, hopefully the not too distant future, where the council take it over and find some mechanism to meet this bill? Because we can't have a situation, can we, whereby people's access to water, which is a human right, could be lost?
Certainly not, and certainly not because of financial difficulties, and I can understand those with the Residence Committee. But I received correspondence there this morning just from the council, there's several emails I've been sending them. And basically what they're saying is that now that Irish Water, as I said, have taken charge of water provision and sewage treatment, that is, in reality, it is up to them, and that the council haven't got a budget that could help and assist this time. But what they are doing is that they're putting together a report for Irish Water to show them that the pumping station is up to a standard where they can take it in charge. And if that happens, and hopefully it would happen soon, then obviously then that their burden on the residents would be lifted.
Are you optimistic?
Well, I'm optimistic if we can get something done, if there's a will. Unfortunately, it takes Irish Water an age to do or attend anything. So it's about putting the pressure on them. I'm bringing forward a motion till Tuesday's municipal district meeting to get the support of the other members. And hopefully if that happens, that we can, in a meeting that we're having with Irish Water, I think it's next week now, that we can raise that issue with them and try and get them to move as quickly as possible. Because, as I say, Glentane is only Glentane Manor and Glentane Close. It isn't all the other houses and residential homes and apartment blocks in the area. So it's very, very unfair. And there's an onus on the council, because we actually have some of our tenants living in the Gordon of Grain area, and we need to ensure that everybody in that area is supplied with water and sewage treatment.
100%. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. Jerry, thanks for your time this morning. Keep us updated and for keeping us updated. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Greg.
All right. Take care of yourself. That is Councillor Jerry McMonagall there. If you're affected by that and want to add your voice to it, 08660 25000. Actually, Thomas joins us now. Thomas, good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, you would have hoped, living on this estate, that it would have been taken over shortly after the application was put in 4 years ago, but yet still here we are.
Still here we are, Greg. No change, hey? It's actually, the water in Furness was last year, so it wasn't too bad now, been half, but it's, they get a message at night, they're told that the electricity bill's net, and it just can't be feasible to be paid anymore. For likelihood, now going to be switched off.
Is it easy to sort of determine what the cost per household is, Thomas, in meeting this bill?
Well, Greg, I don't think that's a manageable amount of money for houses to be paying. For a small pump house that's barely pumping water to their houses, I can't understand how the bill is actually up near €3,000. You know, I don't. And from the management company, I don't know where they come into this, because we never heard tell the management company for long. We're living in that house. Like, I looked after the grass in that estate for years myself, and I don't know why we would have to pay their management.
Yep, Thomas, are you there?
To be looking on the things like that. We all have to paint our own houses and things, but see, it's not just now with the water issue. Greg, our houses have covered mica. There's council tenants up here that have contacted the council and numerous times. The police come and look at the cracks, the house water's leaking. And unfortunately, not that long ago, a lady and her family had to move out of her house there that got that bad. We've just been abandoned up there now. Like, 4 years ago, I was told that within 4 weeks, our development would be taken over by the council. And then we have individuals in the council telling us all different stories. Everybody up there has been told a story. They sit themselves at the paint, you know, and it's not fair. Like, at this stage in age, to come only 2023, hey, that we love like second class citizens, and a development that was unfinished, and then they've been promised that there'll be no more development up there until our situation was sorted out. Shortly after that, they give development for another 50 units up there. We have apartments getting built on the end of houses up there. There's green areas, which we have very little for the kids. It's getting taken away and apartments built on it. Add more traffic to the situation. We can't get out the bottom of the road. The list just goes on, Greg. I could talk to you all day about problems in that area, ours up there. And we just, I look on it. We're getting motions passed. We're getting this. And, you know, it goes no further, Greg. You know, this is 4 years ago, so there are 3 years ago since I was speaking to you on the station.
So it's you feel abandoned then and not listened to, because rather than things improving, you feel like, you know, whatever is going, just put it into our area. Don't worry about services. Don't worry about, you know, people affected by other things. You know, wear you down, Thomas, to be living like that.
And that, Greg, the people that flush your stuff down in the development, we can smell it in our houses up there. Like, the waste that goes down the sinks and everything comes up the sewers, comes up to our sinkholes, up, and we smell. Greg, as I say, I would love for some of these people in high powers to come and spend a night or two in our development, in our areas, to see what it's like they love, the way people love.
Well, come here,
and
Thomas.
Like, there's another issue up there now, Greg. There's an apartment block that was condemned years ago. Residents had to move out of it. And I just stopped yesterday and I see the council an application and they do this to us up. They turn it on to 18 units. And that was condemned years ago and the people had to put out of it. Like, that was that bad. And the council looking to spare money to do it up for whatever. But it's going to add more problems in the other areas it is. And it's not, you know, I know people need houses. We need houses urgently. People need to look after. People make a homes need to be moved on the other accommodation. That there's houses lying empty everywhere, that'll be Mica, and there's nothing until sometime that there's going to be a tragedy. And I think before people actually wake up and do something about it,
you know, it's not unreasonable for us to expect because, you know, it's a big county here, that we can meet people's needs if we try without without disimproving the situation for other people. That's just planning. That's just doing the right thing. Yeah. It can't be beyond us. So in other words, you shouldn't feel like the sacrificial lamb to fix another problem. There are ways to do it whereby it doesn't encroach on you, that you feel that your area is being looked after, but at the same time, we are meeting the needs of others as well, because then that puts people in a position of feeling guilty. Can I say anything? Am I denying people this, that, and the other? Life shouldn't be like that. It's difficult enough.
It is. We live in a stage and age where you're nearly afraid to speak. Either you're a racist, you're doing anything. You speak about people coming from our own country, to our own country, to need help. And if you speak like about our own people's problems here, if you compare the two, you're racist. Or you're,
well,
you're
we've always, right from the beginning of this, we've left the space here, and this goes back to direct provision, whereby people can express their point of views and how their life's been impacted without them being viewed as bigots or racist or anything, Thomas. So, I think it's important that people can say what they feel without fear of the accusations that you talk of.
People that speak, you know, there's always can be money pulled out of a hat somewhere to do something. Yet now, whenever you have a development like ours, there's no money to do it. You know, and yet now there's the only can be pulled that I had to do something else.
Yeah. And but you're being forced into that
position.
Regardless
of party politics or what party people support or whatever, this is about a few hundred people living in a development that probably support all parties and all individuals, independents and everything. This is no regard to any political party. But I personally feel abandoned by them all and my development. I can only speak for me and my wife and my five kids for years. Nobody seems to care. We protested in Lifford about our development 4 years ago, and hey, it's here we are today, and it's still going to continue on.
All right, well, after listen, we'll return to this.
All the councillors and individuals in the council had promised us 4 years ago about that we kept up to date in weekly meetings and everything. Nothing.
Never came to pass. Okay. All right, well, listen, we're not going to abandon you. We'll come back to this in a more organised way, speak to more people, let everyone understand exactly what the situation is, Thomas. But for now, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate your input.
Thank you, great.
All right, take care of yourself. All right, we're going to take a break for a piece of music. Stay right where you are.